Game two in the books. Predators fall 5-3 to the Red Wings here in Smashville. Welcome into the postgame show, everybody. You can boo. That's all right. Darren McFarland, Hal Gill has made his way down from the booth after Matthias Ekholm had evened it up at three. Luke Glendinning would be the game winner midway through the third period, and Detroit would get the empty netter to pull away with the 5-3 victory. Would you put your hands together and welcome defenseman Dan Hamhuis, who's made his way up from the locker room. Dan, how you doing?
Would have been better if we won, but
yeah.
Doing all right.
I hate even saying this because everybody's about the results and the wins, but it was a fun game, minus the scoreboard, but it was a fun game.
Yeah, they, you know, it was their season opener. They came out with a lot of energy in the first period, and I think our execution wasn't there early, and we started to get back into it through hard work, and we, in the second period, we were able to connect and put a couple in the back of the net, and unfortunately, there in the third, we just we were pressing. We had a lot of chances. Like you said, it was an exciting game, and unfortunately, we gave them a couple too many good looks.
Did you talk about that at all? Because you mentioned it's kind of a weird schedule. There's some teams that have already played three games, or they're about to play their third after this weekend is done, and here they are playing their first game. So you know they're starting off their season. Did you guys discuss that much or no?
Well, I mean, we were just in that situation two nights ago, and there's always a lot of excitement in the room for the first game of the season, and they certainly showed that in the first period.
Yeah, after tonight, it looked like it was a lot of run and gun, and I don't know if that was just the way the game was played, or is that something that maybe we're going to see more from you guys this season, because you guys are just going for it.
Well, hopefully we're running and gunning our way. Running and gunning back to our end. And, Detroit's a dangerous team. They've got a lot of speed and a lot of skill. And when we played them last year, it was similar games to that, where they're very opportunistic. They're fast. They take advantage of any of those little breakdowns. But you know what? Our group, we can compete with any of the offensive teams. We've got so much firepower up there this year. We feel really confident. When we're down, we were down against Minnesota the other night, and we were fully confident in the room that we'd come back, and we did. And tonight we were down 2-0 after the first, and we are confident again that we could get ourselves back into it.
Now that you've gotten a little more sample size of Dante Favreau, what can you tell us? What do you see in his game? You've been around. You've seen a lot. What do you see out of his game?
He just brings a lot of poise, and that's for a young player, a young defenseman, that's usually something that kind of comes with age and comes with experience, and he's able to display that already out there. And so far this year, he's been playing with Matthias Ekholm against the other team's top lines, and that's no easy challenge. And there's a lot of good players out there. Any little mistake gets magnified when you're out there against those type of players, and he's been really holding his own defensively, and also on the other end of it, he's been creating offensively. He looks really calm and poised on the offensive blue line.
Yeah, I had to be happy for him to get that goal, and then, it's called back. But
it's too bad.
Go ahead, Darren.
Yeah, another guy, Matt Duchene, coming into the fold. I mean, six periods, two games, he's got 5 points. what do you see? I mean, kind of going what Hal was talking about, just that energy he brings, the passing, just the constant puck movement, and it just feels like when he's out on the ice, something's about to happen.
Yeah, and he showed up as advertised, that's for sure. He creates so much out there, so much offensively. Man, I hated playing against him as a defenseman. he spins around and twists. He's so creative. He's smart. He knows how to create space. And I'm sure that Phil and Granny are really enjoying playing with him. They're a dangerous line. They're all over it tonight, and he brings just such a positive energy to the group on and off the ice.
Yeah, and another guy that you've gone up with against over the years, that, as you mentioned, Granlund, and with him, I mean, he just looks a little bit different. I know he came here at the trading deadline, and it's hard, you get acclimated, but now that he's been here, it seems like they're clicking right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, one of the things, I mean, they're obviously so skilled and they create offense, but they work so hard. Like, that's the thing that makes it really hard to play against them. They don't quit on pucks. They're very good defensively. They know how to get pucks back when they lose them, and then when it's on their stick, then it's fun to watch, and it's fun to be on their team now.
So as we wrap this up, Dan, you guys got two more home games. So A little bit different than last year when you started off on the road. You get to start out for the first four at home.
Yeah, it's a nice schedule for us. We don't have a whole ton of games here in the first bit, and a lot of them are at home. So we really want to try to take advantage of that. We love playing here at Bridgestone Arena in front of our fans, and we really feed off that. So try to take advantage of that as much as we can.
Take advantage of the Sharks on Tuesday, Capitals on Thursday. Dan, thanks for coming up and doing this. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Dan Hamuse, everybody.